Yeah, my name's Ali and I'm due to get married next week.
Orla and I'm getting married in 3 weeks' time.
Ali and Orla, where are you going to get married and how do you feel about the delay?
I'm getting married in Clare and we've been delayed for 14 months now. We were due to get married last June. So not great, it's probably the short answer. We're pretty keen to get it over the line now and have a bit of fun hopefully on the day.
How has it been emotionally? How has it been on your mental health, the stop-start?
Yeah, really tough. I postponed 3 times. My fiancé hasn't seen his family in over a year. He's from the UK. So it would just be really great if we could relax into it, but I feel like I can't because it's start, stop, keep like that.
How many numbers did you want at the wedding?
God, I was 185 when we originally planned. Yeah, so I'm down to 50 at the moment, which is, I can't invite half my aunts and uncles, which is not great.
Ah, come on, they'll forgive you shortly.
I'm sure they will, but I would love them there.
And how many did you want at your wedding?
Yeah, I had 200 actually on our first list. It's actually about the people you want there. It's not about what other people think or, you know, who people think should be at your wedding. You know, we postponed, we wanted our families to be safe and we wanted to have a safe event. And there's people that we really fundamentally want to be there. They're important in our lives. And that's kind of what we're holding out for.
Yeah.
But it can still be a super spreader event though, can't it? You understand that?
Absolutely. So can a hotel dining room, so can an indoor dining facility, so can 200 people outdoors, so can endless numbers of vaccinated people in your home, which is currently allowed. So yes, I appreciate it's a risk. I think what we're asking for is consistency with the regulations that are there at the moment and not any necessarily rollback on restrictions that are already in place.
How are your fiancés coping?
Yeah, they're okay. They're okay. It's probably easier to for some people to be the groom.
And men do cope with this stuff, don't they?
They do. Yeah, they're probably not involved in the nitty gritty, so they're
hanging on. But they have to cope
on
with us.
Yeah. So.
And are you bridezillas?
No.
No.
And when you were dreaming of your wedding growing up, it wasn't like this, was it?
Yeah, I actually didn't spend a huge amount of time dreaming about my wedding, if I'm totally honest. No, I wasn't that kind of a character. But I certainly didn't expect this much uncertainty.
Paddy Hurley, Castle Island, County Kerry.
So not only are you a wedding videographer, but your daughter's trying to get married.
Absolutely correct. My only daughter is trying to get married, and this will be her third time, not her third husband, no, might I add, but this will be her third attempt.
Not her third husband?
No, definitely not. Her first husband, a lovely guy called Wayne Hughes from London, and this is her third time, their third time, trying to have their wedding. They were to have it September 12 months ago. The regulations came in. Then they were to have it June that's just gone. And then we had settled on a date for the 16th of September, delighted about the whole thing. And we were happy with the 100. We were told it was going to be 100 from the 5th or 6th of August until Leo Varadkar came out with the devastating news last Thursday, which threw everything up in the air and left us all in disarray. So we had 100 guests invited, quite happy with that. Quite a lot of them coming from England, where Wayne, Edith's fiancé, is from. And after last Thursday, flights had to be cancelled, hotel accommodation paid for. She was thrown totally into disarray.
So is her wedding anything like she imagined? What were your original number?
Her original numbers were 240.
So 240, that's 240. Big.
You must remember I'm from Kerry, and down in County Kerry,
the weddings
can be anything. Average wedding is from 240 up to 480. So 240 would be an average wedding. I don't think we'll probably ever see that again. I've experienced some of the weddings at 50 and 25. They've been quite nice. But had we known this, and we would have planned for the 50, but I do feel that government took no notice or no interest in wedding couples or their families until this march was brought about here today, when 200 brides from all over the country have come together to have a voice. They will be listened to now, I hope, and maybe, I'm talking for everyone around the country, not just my own daughter. I'm up here because I want every young couple, I know what weddings are like and I know how important they are, and in particular, a wedding without music is not a wedding, and the musicians haven't been working for 2 years, even a one-man band, just to put a bit of life into it for the first half an hour of dancing. We are quite happy with the regulations, finishing at 11:30 at night, but we do need more clarity and we do need guidelines.
Michelle McDermott, Vice President of WIPA Ireland and owner of Dream Irish Weddings, wedding planners based in Limerick.
What does WIPA stand for?
Weddings International Professionals Association, and we're the Irish branch for the American organisation.
You're dressed in white. kind of like a wedding dress, but it's not a wedding dress, is it?
Not quite. I wouldn't still fit in my wedding dress of 13 years old. I tried, but it didn't quite work. I'm so devastated and upset, really, for the couples, firstly. And for us, it's very, very challenging. And it's the unknown is really what it's all about. And the lack of clarity and the lack of guidelines, really. And we've been just living in the unknown as we go through the whole lot. At this moment in time, my phone is ringing off the hook.
It's ringing.
Brides.
Brides are ringing.
Poor brides, August brides, any news, any word. We know you're in Dublin, Michelle. Anything happening?
So they're poor brides. You're calling them poor brides. They're in a bit of a state, not knowing what's going to happen.
Absolutely. They're just devastated, and they all have hundreds invited, as they thought, for their weddings, and all of that could have to be undone this evening.
But we know that weddings can be super spreader events. There can be live music, there can be drink, there can be hugging, there can be tears, there can be shouting. You all admit that, but they can be a super spreader event. You understand why the government's been so cautious.
Absolutely, and we're all about health and safety. That's number one. However, where we are at here today is the government did promise 100 for August, and they've started to backtrack on it. We're not even sure if they've backtracked on it. Couple for next week. We're on their third try to get married.
Third try.
Yes. We've moved location, we've moved venue, and we've moved date. So we're here next week, hoping, fingers crossed, they will walk down the aisle, hopefully 50, maybe 90 guests, who knows, with probably no music, with no entertainment, but we will go with that. It will be a wonderful, wonderful day.
How is the frustration amongst the brides and grooms?
It is high. It is high and understandable.
My name is Mark Grahan and I'm from The Garden, and I'm a wedding florist, and I'm here today to support the wedding industry.
So how difficult has it been over the last year and a half for you?
It's been very difficult in terms of trying to keep the business going and also trying to keep our couples happy who are planning their weddings and have had to move dates, change their plans, etc.
So much chopping and changing, and you've got some beautiful wedding flowers here, real wildflower look, but you know, business must be down massively.
It's down massively, all right.
Yeah, my name's Tony Barry. I work for Claire Henley Catering and I'm based out of the King's Inns. We can't do jobs now that are over 50 guests, so we're limited in our numbers and can't get staff either, so there's a lot of issues that going on with the industry at the moment.
You also remember most of the hotels we have down in Kerry have huge ballrooms, huge space.
They do.
And one, all you want is one singer with a little, even if it's a guitar, just to put a bit of live life into it. And I mean, it's happening. Some hotels up the country, the Midlands and places like that, are allowing a two-man band, you know, and other hotels don't know what to do. But how would you explain to me that 200 people can come down from Dublin tonight, they can book into a hotel in Killarney, and just because they have booked in, they can all eat in the same room for dinner that evening and for breakfast the following morning, and in the room up the corridor, only 50 people. Sure, it makes no sense.
And how is Wayne the groom doing?
Wayne the groom is doing very, very well. He's a very hard worker. She's met a very good man in him. He's quite happy to take a back seat. She has been very stressed. We were due to go over to visit them in London.
Your daughter is stressed.
Stressed. And I'll tell you, one of the reasons as well, apart from the wedding, is we were to go over last week to visit her for 12 days. And despite the fact that she works as a dietitian in a hospital and she had the jab, the Pfizer jab, herself and Wayne both got the Delta variant. And on top of that, then Varadkar comes out with this throwaway statement, bank on 50 on Thursday. I'll tell you, she wasn't in a happy place.
So how is she now after getting the Delta variant?
She hasn't still got, 13 days later, still hasn't got back her taste and smell, but much better for them. 4 days of a lot of sickness by both of them. Had they not been jabbed, I would imagine they would have been in hospital, but thank God they're getting there. She's in better form now and hoping now to get good news this evening and that everything will come to fruition, you know.